so the hands feel hot and tingly.
Yeah. So I need a little slap review here.
Yeah.
My slap is hurting my hand.
Okay.
And it looks like you are actually hitting and letting your fingers go down like this. No? Is your palm hitting?
Yeah, my palm is hitting a little bit. I mean, my hands by this point are pretty used to hitting this all different, you know, velocities. So, I mean, I do beat up my hands probably more than I need to. But to answer your question, I think the landing point needs to kind of, if you can imagine your hand being set at a certain, you know, lowest point, I mean. Mm-hmm. Don't aim for, and I know you're not meaning to do this, but I think we all sometimes aim past the drum head because we want to really hit it. You know, you really want to do it, but it's a bringing the sound out of the drum rather than driving it into the floor or feeling like, you know, even if you're getting off as a drum, there's a definite difference between or and, you know, I don't know, that was very good, maybe, but you know what I mean? But you can feel that, you know what I mean? And you don't want that.
Okay.
You want, so if I'm doing, hear the different tones. That's the backbone of the animal, two different sides of the sheep or the goat. Mm-hmm. But there's no one slap for one, like all drums. I mean, every drum is going to be a little different. Like when you feel you need to come in a little bit more to get a beefier slap, then that's when the hands will come in. But by and large, all of the slaps require your thumb to be back. You can't have that thumb whacking against the rim. It's really going to beat up your hands really quickly.
So are you actually hitting the rim here? Is like your hand?
Yeah, it is a little bit, but it's kind of after I've already made contact and my fingers have bounced off. You know
and,
what I mean?
And are you hitting with the whole of the finger or this much of the finger? Because it looks like you're hitting with the whole of it.
There's a little bit of a, you know, an arc in your hand as you're hitting, and your thumb is still back, but your fingers are a little bit apart, and it probably comes right across the meat of these fingers, you know. You know, but again, it may vary, you know. I mean, you can get on these, you can get a slap right here, and I'm almost on my knuckles, you know. And sometimes I can already hear with this drum, this one will probably really respond if I bring my hand in a little bit, and I'm almost like a conga slap, you know, because the conga is much different too, because conga drums, they require almost a mute slap. You could do a djembe slap as, you know, letting it ring, but see how far I am on the drum? Mm-hmm. It's almost like catching the center part, almost like you would the bass, you know? But these, you know, tips, it's really important also with the slap, with these fingertips, is to make a unison contact. Because if you get any, like, flamming in between your fingers, you're going to get this or some sort of, you know, other thing that maybe Lester's desirable. But, you know, it's all in the sound that you want. Can you hear all those fingertips hitting at the same time? Didn't, it would be, and you can hear that kind of like indecisive. So, but there's other slaps. I mean, like, that's what's cool about the djembe, if I go back to this, is that the possibilities for slaps can go anywhere from, you know, if I were to just take it down finger by finger, you can do this. You can go, like, I think that's kind of a slap sounding, but if I come in a little bit with just a one finger technique. So I get, okay, so add another finger. You know, it's starting to get a little muddy in there, so maybe I want to change my tone a little bit. You guys see what I mean? Maybe that's the slap in there. But you can kind of mess around with the fingers and adding one each time and seeing what that does to the drum. So if I'm going, you know, I mean, so there's other. I inverted it because I wanted to get a more powerful slap. So my fingers came in a little bit. arguably a slap too. Kind of slap-esque. But really close to the tone, because if you bring your fingers in a little bit. Or the drum. That's bringing out the natural tone of the drum. So that's the definition of a tone. Is if you can produce the most pure sound of the drum that you're playing on. Try to bring that sound out of the drum rather than, you know, what I was playing over there on the, with the conga slap where I was really... Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you just jump? Mm-hmm. Did you just jump?
Okay, she's not easy to jump. Because I jumped a little bit. I was like, oh, that popped up. All right, so, but... I needed to jump. I was just... All right, so if the slap is hurting, then you're doing something too much. You're hitting the drum too much. So try to bring that sound out of the drum, all right? I'm not a real stickler for technique. It comes with time, and I think it comes with the ear figuring out what you'd like to sound like. And I know that's, like, maybe ambiguous or, you know, like, what's this guy, you know, come on, give us a real answer. But really, each drum is different. So, you know, for me to tell you that the slap is here, you get home, and it's like, well, the slap is clearly not here. It's not right. I don't want to go to class. So you need to find that sound, because, you know, depending on where that is. You know, I've never played this drum. You know what I mean? Where is the slap on this? I have to kind of sit down and I have to figure it out, you know, so...